I'd like to give a big welcome to a wonderful writer and performer, a great supporter of our open mics. Please welcome Michelle Boulay.
Fall River. Huh?
She's from Fall River. That's why I brought
her up. Now you do. One of my deep, dark secrets. I grew up in a funeral home, too. But those are unrelated. That's another story. This is usually a good one for hot weather. Shrinking violets. Walking in back of myself, I hope to catch a glimpse of where I might be going. We build papier-mâché boats from the flimsy material of our illusionary expectations. Solid earth, equal rights, boundaries between reality and dreams. So she finally asked him, outright and to the point, "Do you want me in your life?" And he answered, "Why, yes, of course." He wanted her by his side, night and day, day and night, and on average, at least once a week. She heard the words clear in their emptiness, the music of his voice slanting sideways like a bat's wild veering through the night. It was like the time they swam at a beach along the northern coast. The water shimmered blue and clear in the heat of the day, languidly beckoning those with overheating, sweating bodies. But when he rushed into the surprising iciness of the waves, he whooped and clutched his shriveling manhood. "This sure ain't the Caribbean," he hollered through rattling teeth. But she had warned him of errant mermaids lurking in the colder pockets of our lives, waiting for the opportunity to catch us with their ice. Who could possibly believe in mermaids? He laughed back at her, ignoring the whispers of sea anemones freezing in his dreams each night. But even as he retreated back to the hot sands through the frigid surf, she spotted the flash of a blue-green fin gleaming iridescent in the sun and saw for a moment the dainty ice-blue hands, shiny with scales, grabbing at his freezing skin, the tiny fingers expertly planting frozen violets into his dying heart one by one. She heard their small, hollow giggles, coquettish and pure, echoing fearfully through the humid chambers of her own naiad heart, filling with the sound of rose petals unfurling quietly as they thaw. Thank you.
That's one of my favorite pieces of yours, Michelle. One more hand, please, for Michelle Boulay.